Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You win in New England, it's a great win. You guys want to debate that with me? Anybody else? 412-928-9370. I picked them to lose, originally. Then flip-flopped on Sunday, but my original take and all week was, this is where Steelers games go to die in New England. So how can it be anything other than a good win, as Tomlin put it? Do style points really matter there? I watched Green Bay go to Cleveland and lose yesterday. Everybody loves Tampa Bay. They've won three games by 6 points to get to 3-0. The Chiefs are 1-2. So, yeah, I mean, no game, very few. Minnesota probably played a perfect game yesterday. Congratulations on all their success. Game. Seattle played a perfect game, yeah.
Had them in a survivor pool. That felt good.
Right. I mean, I got Trey Essex, and I haven't gone and combed through every caller and every host's take, but I got Trey Essex, who won Super Bowls with the Steelers, saying after the game immediately on Twitter, I can't remember a worse win than today. Trey, try 2 weeks ago in New York against the Jets. That was a less gratifying game. The Jets always suck. The Patriots are not always good, but they always play well against the Steelers. So I'm fine with how things went yesterday. I liked a lot of aspects of yesterday's game. I'm guessing by your silence you don't.
I'm just letting you finish. You done?
I'm not done. I got
no.
We got
you have
3 hours
of takes
and 55
left.
Minutes.
I like
to
let
here.
You. I like to let you do your opening salvo, and your opening salvo is surprisingly ebullient today. I think you're making a crucial mistake.
It's New England.
Yes, you're saying that a place holds sway over them, and that it wasn't the quarterback and the head coach that were there for a very long time that held sway over
them.
Well,
then why did you pick the Steelers to lose the game then?
Because I didn't like what I saw against Seattle, and I thought they were going to lose to a team that had a more mobile and nimble quarterback.
Who
I did not expect
those things?
I did not expect the team that they played to have the ball covered in bacon grease for the entire game and keep putting it on the ground. And the Steelers have the good fortune to recover every single one of them, which is more of a luck-based thing.
Okay, but the first part of that, I think, is insulting.
Forcing fumbles is a skill.
And you're
forcing
not giving them credit for it. You're making fun of the Patriots.
You haven't even given me time to give them credit.
Oh, I'm
for it.
Sorry. We're not allowed to talk back and forth to each other after a game.
Well, you are.
What's that?
You are.
I've never said you can't talk to me while I'm setting up the show here.
It was a feel bad win.
Why?
Their offense sucked.
No, it didn't. They
yes,
came out and
did.
Scored two.
Now, they averaged 4 yards a play. They went 2.5 quarters and didn't move the ball more than 20 net yards. Their offense
fair enough,
sucked.
No, it didn't.
It sucked.
Was it better than the Packers' offense yesterday?
It was a reverse Kenny Pickett game. Now we're hoping that the 41-year-old can keep doing it, just like we would hope that Kenny Pickett would find something when he would get a fourth-quarter touchdown drive going.
To say it wasn't good is fine. To say it sucked.
Pony, if a team gets 203 yards and averages 4 yards a play, was their offense good or not?
No, it wasn't good, but you're making it sound like it was one of the worst offensive performances you've ever watched, and that's just not fair. Who was the better offensive team yesterday?
Patriots.
How? They scored 14 points.
Move the ball a lot better.
It's not
turnovers
how
are variable.
So wait a minute. So yards mean more than points?
I would say overall, if you're judging a team over the course of a season, yards mean more than points.
We're talking about yesterday's game. Yeah. One team scored 21 and one team scored 14. How is the Patriots turned the ball over five times. How is their offense better?
It averaged a yard and a half more per carry. It averaged a lot more in terms of yards per pass attempt, I believe it would have been, or similar numbers.
And they scored 14 points.
Yes, because they turned the ball over twice inside the five-yard line, which the Steelers deserve credit for. The Steelers' offense, I'm not going to let you distract me from the point, was terrible, which is why it's a feel-bad win.
So
three consecutive turnovers forced. They generated one net yard off of that.
Fair enough.
I don't think the Patriots, after having actually seen them yesterday, are that good of a team. I overrated them a little bit. If you do this against, say, the Detroit Lions, you force three straight turnovers, or the Baltimore Ravens, and you get one cumulative yard off of it, guess what you're going to end up doing? Losing the football game.
There's zero way, if we were doing New England radio, you would come on the air and say, you know what? The Patriots didn't play a bad offensive game. Look at all their yards. There's no chance you would say that. None whatsoever. That's not a silver lining for them.
And the fact that the Steelers won the game feels like the smallest silver lining for them. It's a feel-bad win. It's the definition for me of a feel-bad win. Trey Essex is right.
So you don't think this win was better than the Jets win?
No, I actually don't.
Wow. So you think the Jets are better than the Patriots then?
I actually do.
They're 0-3?
If Fields was healthy, I would probably actually pick the Jets.
So you like Fields more than May now?
No, I like that team overall. I think that defense is probably better.
Their defense is better. The Jets' defense has given up 30 points in every game. What are you talking about?
I like McDonald. I like Quinnen Williams. I saw a bunch of names on the Patriots yesterday
that didn't
get home. The
Patriots' defense came in with the most sacks in the NFL, and they had zero yesterday. I'm not saying that the Steelers put forth the Mona Lisa, not by any means. But I'm just surprised, and you now are the person that I'm talking to about this. I'm surprised that it's like a dour down feeling after winning in a place where you never win.
Tom Brady isn't there, and neither is Bill Belichick. The venue matters not to me.
The Packers lost to Joe Flacco on the road yesterday.
Okay. So
they
what?
Had a 10-point lead.
So what?
Jordan Love threw what do you mean, so what?
Are we doing Green Bay radio?
No,
what does that have to do with what we're doing?
It's not easy to win on the road in the NFL.
Then why have
it's
the Steelers
not.
Managed to do it twice if it's so difficult?
And I'm giving them credit for it right now, which you don't want to do for some reason.
No, I don't.
You love Tampa like they're the greatest team of all time.
Because their quarterback's
legit. They got to pee blood to
yep.
win every game.
Mm-hmm.
How about Rodgers? He gets no credit for the plays he made at the end of the game?
He gets full marks for a great throw to Austin. He gets similar bad marks for the complete ineptitude of the offense. He set up New England on the doorstep with a hideous
Correct.
Yacker of an
Probably
interception.
Probably the worst I've ever seen him throw. I agree with that.
And was bailed out by Cam Hayward in a forced fumble. Like, I'm not going to give the guy enormous amounts of credit. It just feels like a picket game from 2023. They started that season by getting outgained in all 10 of their first 10 games and going 6-4. They've done it three times already this year, and they are by nothing other than a 60-yard field goal and a shocking turnover performance, 2-1.
But you said the offense sucked. Did the defense suck too then?
No, the defense had an opportunistic game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is that good or bad? Did the defense play well?
They did not play as well as people who want to give them flowers would like to think. But
Why?
When you force five turnovers, you're doing something
exactly.
right.
Exactly. They weren't handed to them. They forced every single one of those turnovers and held the other team to 14 points.
They are fortunate
Ian
to
Eagle
some
said
extent
they wreaked havoc.
That they recovered every fumble.
I happen to agree with Ian Eagle. I think Ian Eagle knows quite a bit about ball. I think that was a nice way of putting it. Five turnovers, that's the most they did in Cincinnati a couple years ago. But that's something that they should be lauded for. Not, well, New England just handed the ball to them.
No, they punched the ball out, but it's to some degree lucky falling on all four of the fumbles that they forced. Forcing the fumbles, skill issue, good skill. Getting lucky enough to recover the fumbles, all four of them, 4 for 4, lucky.
So you don't give them credit for a win then, it's a lucky win.
It's a feel-bad win. It's exactly what I said at the start.
412-928-9370. Let's go to Dejan in Pittsburgh. He'll lead us off. Hello, Dejan. All right, Dejan, great call. Logan's next. Hello, Logan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Hey, I mean, it's a win, but it's an ugly win. Like Tomlin says, we know how to win ugly. Well, how about we win pretty sometime? This is a team that we should have beat by 3 scores. I honestly thought that
it was a 1-point spread in Vegas. Literally nobody said before the game the Steelers should go there and blow them out. What are you talking
about? Did your expectation for that change, Pony, when they jumped up 14-0?
But you're not giving them credit for going up 14-0.
I did not think
they were going to blow them out.
So
at
you
no
thought
point.
At 14-0 that this game was going to end up coming down to the wire.
Have you watched most Steelers games under Mike Tomlin? Yes, I had
That's
a pretty good feeling
okay,
it
good.
Was going to be a close
Thank you.
Game.
That just made my point. They can't be trusted to do anything right, to finish off an opponent that they have down and out early. They let them right back into the game with soft defense. I think Hunter Henry just caught another pass 5 minutes ago.
So
they
what?
Let him right back
they
in the game.
They turned the ball over 5 times and scored only 14 points.
Are you going to count on them turning over teams 5 times?
No, but I give them credit for doing that, which you guys seemingly don't want to do. Logan, please continue.
If this was Aaron Rodgers' worst game, I'm not complaining. This is a Kenny Pickett performance, but if this was his worst game he'll play all year, I'm not complaining. He threw 2 touchdowns and a pick, yeah, but we got to get the run game going. We had 64 yards rushing. Aaron Rodgers was our third leading rusher with 1 yard. I don't know why Kenneth Gainwell is getting the ball like he is. I mean, he scored, which was nice, but he does not need to be getting the ball.
He barely did. He also scored a touchdown.
The last time a Steelers team won by one possession after forcing 5 turnovers in a game was the opener in 2022 against the Bengals, and I felt similarly after that game because it just felt like, wow, okay, Trubisky deserves a little bit of credit for making some wild plays down the very end, but they were incredibly fortunate to win a game where they had almost every other factor go their way.
But I think when a team forces 5 turnovers, the defense would get complimented. And now, wow,
I'll give them
really
props for forcing.
Way.
I'll give them props for forcing them. None of them were cheap. Hayward got a finger on the ball that Echols picked off, and they to their credit, they knew when Ramondre Stevenson was on the field that it was time to go punching for the football.
I give Tomlin credit for that too. They made it a point of emphasis all week. Then they took advantage of it. That's a
and then I see this
scouting.
And then I
job.
See this headline though from Steelers Depot that Kazor wrote up. Steelers defenders explained third and fourth down rows. We were not paying attention.
Yeah.
I don't give them much credit for that.
Well, I'm not either, but I never said they played a great game. It's a great win because of where it happened. They always go there and lose. And that was like the focus point of all the conversation this week. They're not playing well, and New England beats them without Brady and Belichick.
It's different for me playing them.
Well, where was that analysis before the game, Chris? From you.
I just thought they weren't going to win. But they did, and the fact that they won, they have a unique ability to win games I don't think they're going to win and still make me feel pretty bad coming out of the win that they're not going to have any kind of thing come from this game that is transferable down the stretch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.